Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, I've admitted I need to be kind of talked down from the cliff on the tariffs. Here's Howard Lutnick.
People are going to start building factories right now, and that means all that construction work begins now. That starts to employ Americans today. You're going to see plants being built, factories rebuilding. All shifts are going to be running hot across America now. You're going to see employment leaping starting today.
So look, my point in the monologue, and I'll expand it here with that, is those are some big promises that are being made. And it's not going to be too tough in the future to figure out if those promises were accurate or not. So I will admit, and I did so from the very beginning here on the show, that this is an area with this particular administration that I am not comfortable with. And I don't understand all the implications, which is why we call folks like Andrew Hale, who's a senior trade policy analyst with Heritage, into service this afternoon. Hey, Andrew, how are you this afternoon?
Thank you so much for having me.
We had you on a few weeks ago, so maybe best to explain what exactly happened yesterday with the tariffs. And we aired that announcement 24 hours ago, you know, live, and the president said it was coming, so it wasn't like we didn't know this was coming. But explain what he did with the tariffs, first and foremost, perhaps.
Well, the first thing, as he was reading this out, I was trying to figure out the methodology behind these tariffs and how they came to their calculations for the tariffs. And as I gradually looked at, I said, my gosh, I mean, they've given the same tariff percentage for Switzerland, a total free trade country, as well as Brazil, which is a total protectionist, you know, banana republic country. I was like, where are they going with this? And I couldn't understand this. I said, this isn't reciprocal. And then I took a more careful look at it. I said, they didn't actually calculate tariff rates and non-tariff barriers as they said they did. And instead of every country for every country, they just took our trade deficit with that country and divided by the exports to us. And that is not what we were promised. Okay, that's really serious. And I'll tell you, our trade deficit is the flip side of a demand for our assets. So, for example, instead of exchanging exported goods for imported goods, we make a lot of financial assets. The whole world wants to invest in them. And, you know, President Trump, like we all want to seek foreign investment for the United States, you know, to create jobs, et cetera, but yet some deride trade deficits. And I don't feel it makes sense, because if you have a capital account surplus, you must have an equal and opposite sign current account deficit. And most of the current account is in trade in goods and services. So we were promised something yesterday, and we didn't get it. We got something very different, and it's having a devastating effect on the economy.
So let's back up a little bit on what the differences might be between what was maybe promised and what happened yesterday, because this is very easy to get lost on because it's complicated. So if you can you break that down as far, because you're not anti-tariff, right?
Well, I believe tariffs have a very useful purpose. You know, they're legal instruments. There's many different kinds. It really depends on the circumstance. And they've basically applied a sort of one-size-fits-all to, you know, they're relying on IEEPA, which is another problem. That's the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. And so he did reference 301, which, of course, would be the tariff for unfair practices, and there are unfair practices. But they're relying upon emergency power legislation, and where there's an undefined emergency, I think a judge might slap this down. And the fact that the legislation they're using was never intended to be used for terrorists when Congress gave that power to the president in 1977. It's never been used to employ terrorists before, and the word tariff doesn't even appear in the legislation. So again, I mean, I think that this could be one of the other things that might get slapped down the courts, even by a Republican judge. So there's a question about whether what they're doing is even legal. Again, we were promised, if, for example, you take the United Kingdom, they have 10% tariff on our Florida oranges, but they don't produce Florida oranges. They can't grow oranges there. So why do they have a 10% tariff on it? Their food's already too high. Their people have a crisis. You know, so that is a situation where you say, fair, you have an unfair practice, and we're going to tariff you in response for that.
That makes
sense. That's just one small. That makes sense. That's not what we got. So Israel said, but right before this announcement, they said, we're going to now get rid of all tariffs against U.S. goods. They actually had very little. It was like basically not giving up very much at all. But the problem is, this really isn't just about tariffs, because they're actually talking about the trade deficits we have with countries. And we were told that this was about reciprocal tariffs. And we didn't really get that. And there was a lot of other problems that I felt with what was happening yesterday. Particularly, there were some serious problems with the delivery of this.
But couldn't you sit back and say that, okay, wait a second, everybody hyperventilates whenever Trump does anything. There are pretty smart people in the room. They've talked about this for a while. We need to give it a little time to see how things settle down, and maybe this is part of negotiation.
Part of negotiations, fair enough, and that's what I've really encouraged him to do, and he did that his first term, and as president, he's entitled to use the 301, unfair practice tariff, 201, which is like anti-dumping threats to our economy, and then the 232 tariff, which, of course, would be the national security threats. He used those his first term very effectively. I applauded him, and I voted for him because I believe in his mission, I believe in his policies, and these were policies I felt he could use these as a very important tool of negotiation, of basically an instrument of statecraft, mm-hmm. as well as economic coercion to get our allies to do the right thing, deal with the fentanyl, deal with the illegal migration crisis, spend more on NATO defense. We shouldn't be paying for the rest of the world. I get it. But this isn't what we got yesterday, and there's a more serious problem. The tariff levels from these tariffs take us back to the highest levels of protection in the U.S. over 100 years, and we may very well get a recession. If these tariffs are maintained, as well as high inflation, this might provide a major victory for the Democrats in 2026, and also I think it's going to create internal warfare amongst conservatives, and it may derail the very things that I voted for. I voted for President Trump in all the primaries. I voted for him in all the general elections, and I want him to deal with all the anti-woke stuff and the government waste and the trillions in debt that the Democrats have given us. And we need tax cuts, but that will not matter politically if people suffer this sort of hardship.
Hey, look, you just did my entire monologue in like 60 seconds. Congratulations. I should have shortened it up because that was part of my message here earlier. There are political implications of this. But then, you also have to sit back and say, this guy, he's a financial guy, President Trump. He doesn't want the stock market to fall apart. He doesn't want the economy to crater. Look, he's making out right now like there's going to be a boom. He's predicting a boom. But you're going to have to hold his feet to the fire on that, because we're going to know if there's a boom and if there's not a boom.
Yeah, and I think he's been badly advised, because, I'll say this, I have great trust in President Trump, but, markets, banks, and businesses want certainty and clarity. If you have a small business or a big business, you need to be able to plan so you can invest for the future. Everyone, even personal investment, everyone has been asking in all of this, where is this going? And we didn't get a clear plan yesterday. Business, banks, markets need clarity, and we need that. Yesterday we received, I'm going to be very open, we received a clown show instead of reciprocal tariffs. Whoever made up that list of countries needs to take a remedial course in like world geography. It was embarrassing. Whoever vetted that list before it was released had some serious questions to answer. The herd in McDonald Islands mentioned in that are uninhabited by humans. What are they going to do? Tariff the penguins and their pebbles
as
their currency? At the present, there were so many other places they mentioned. There one was a British Indian Ocean Territory, which is a U.S. naval base that we lease, and all the people living there, U.S. servicemen and women, and the stuff there in the commissary is all from America. So this was the president deserves better support, and the admin has behaved like a banana public yesterday. I recall scenes like this when I used to work at emerging markets, and it doesn't go well. He needs to, whoever made up that list, I mean it, whoever vetted it and whoever sent it out to the public deserves to give the president and all of us an apology. And I say that as a proud American.
And I just wonder if, because what we have seen, in the couple months that we've had this administration, there have been some mistakes made, and they have been corrected. But I here's one thing I know. I know that these members of Congress are getting an earful, and they're getting an earful along these lines, whether it's from constituents, economists, or other people. I don't know, and we have Senator Schmidt out there from Missouri. He's a friend. He's defending the tariffs, and he's very consistent on that. But there's going to be feedback, right? And not all the feedback is going to be positive right now.
It is, and I think this is – look, Americans, unlike some other nations, have been more apt to send their troops abroad and go to war and sustain war. But even if we look at the Gulf War, eventually they get war fatigue. And I think we're eventually going to get tariff fatigue on this as well. Already today, the big auto manufacturers in Detroit have already started to announce layoffs. I was talking, for example, to a Heritage donor called me up. He was very upset and concerned. He has a company in Ohio. He employs 300 people. And he says, Andrew, I have had to lay off one third of my workforce, 100. He says, I take great pride in the fact that I pay my workers more than the average and I provide employment. And these are breadwinners. And he said, I sit on the Republican committee for Ohio. I helped President Trump and J.D. Vance get elected. I gave them money. And I feel I have now worked towards the economic decline of my own business and those who depend upon me. And this is serious. This is really serious.
Well, I think it's serious, too. And we're going to continue to have conversations about it. But, Andrew, I appreciate you jumping on here with me this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care. Let me, and I'll kind of share what Rand Paul said yesterday as well. I kind of heard a little bit of this when I was leaving the station, and maybe I should have the audio. He goes, look, tariffs had led to political decimation. We can talk about the economic angle of this, which is certainly serious. It affects a lot of people. There are politics involved here, and I suppose I would ask people who think this is all going to be rosy is what's going to happen if everything flips in 2 years? Because any kind of successes that you might score here in the first 8 months, the first 9 months, the first year, those are going to be peeled back very quickly. Now, the president and his team are keenly aware that the midterms are going to come up relatively quickly, which is why they're wasting no time in doing this. So it's not an accident that things are happening very, you know, expeditiously, but that's part of the plan because they understand politically. I'm pretty sure there's people in there saying, hey, you know, about a year and a half, if we don't have this thing settled, we're not going to get votes. So Paul says when former President William McKinley put tariffs on in the 1890, right, they lost 50% of their seats in the national election, Republicans. When Smoot-Hawley put the tariffs on in the early 30s, which, by the way, made the, you know, the Depression worse, we lost the House and the Senate for 60 years. So Rand Paul's position, perhaps closer to my position on this, they're not only bad economically, they're bad politically. We're going to have to see. It's maybe way too early to make decisions on this, but we're going to track it for sure. Hey, you know what else is going on? They may sell TikTok this weekend. George Rosenthal from Throttle It will weigh in on that next.
Get more at 971talk.com.